10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. We have some restoration of internet. I'm weighing now the risk of trying to go back to doing the show normally and then having it go out on us. I'm very nervous. Very, very, very nervous, Tausch, because I do want to get to the NFL. That was a wonderful first hour. You and Evan going back and forth, us discussing the drawbacks of the college football landscape, you comparing University of Wisconsin women's hockey with University of Tennessee women's basketball, which was clearly your intent from the beginning. But a lot of things happened in the NFL. Plus,
Now, I'm amazed that you don't think that's how my mind works. That you've been doing the show with me for 9 years and you don't know that. But continue. I'm not going to relitigate this. Tennessee is the correct answer. Next.
Oh.
Okay.
I didn't know gotcha. It was the correct answer.
I declare. From my perspective, but I'm going to say this. The fact that you, Evan, and Jesse, all without a blink, said Arkansas and then started backtracking, thinking Arkansas was too good, it makes me incredibly sad that that's how you guys view Wisconsin. I digress. What also made me sad was not that Detroit got trucked. It made me happy that Jesse was going to be feeling bad on Monday or Sunday or whatever day it was, that the Lions, his beloved Lions, got knocked out of the playoffs. But what was concerning to me was how easy Washington made it look and how we couldn't do that. And I don't know what that means, but I know this. Washington and what they've been able to do with Jaden Daniels, that's not going anywhere either. And when you give these opportunities, this is what Green Bay was last year, but they finished the deal. We didn't. And if you remember last year, I was so distraught. And you're like, oh, shucks, it was a great season. It's supposed to be a rebuild. Bah, 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 bah. Washington is in a great position to go to a blanking Super Bowl. We were in a great position to go to a blanking Super Bowl last year. They didn't finish. We didn't finish the job. Washington did. Almost the exact same scenario. Young quarterback, getting hot, playing good football. Jaden Daniels finished the deal. We didn't. And now you don't know how those windows continue. I think Detroit's window is definitely closing at a rapid pace. They're going to lose both their coordinators. Watching what Washington did, even though it was to beat a team that I thought deserved to, Detroit had a great season. Washington doing that makes me even more remorseful about what happened last year. That was what happened to me over the weekend. That's how I felt watching those games.
So I obviously was traveling on Friday. I briefly got to talk to you and Joe Thomas. Did you guys play the question and answer from Goody on Thursday about the urgency and the idea?
So for me,
what you're talking about, you and Goody, as you often are on the same page, right? That these opportunities don't come around and you can't squander them.
You only get one shot every year. That opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
And the idea that
you better lose yourself in that moment. You want it.
Mom spaghetti.
You better never let it go. Mom spaghetti. No, Jason, that's exactly right. And I wasn't even thinking of Goody's comments when I was kind of just going. We all get so caught up in regular season, and it is important. Obviously, this number one seed, if you're not the Kansas City Chiefs, it's almost looking like it's a detriment because you play tight because you feel it. Detroit played tight. They were uncharacteristic. They played their worst game of the season. And it was because they got out of their game plan and got out of it. And what I thought was going to happen earlier happened in the postseason. Their defense just didn't have it. They did not have enough to get after the quarterback. They continued to lose guys. It just wasn't going to happen. And when you get put in that position where you're all in on one side of the ball, we saw this movie with the Green Bay Packers and the Giants in 11. It's the same thing. You feel like you got to be perfect, and when you make a mistake, you tighten up and you push, and you make more mistakes, and the next thing you know, you're chasing your tail, and you're walking home, and you're going to Cancun the next day. That's what happened. It's, I don't know how else to specify this, but Detroit was vulnerable. Green Bay had that look up in Detroit, and if you win that game, I think it's a whole different vibe. The team never recovered from that, and then limped in, and had they found a way to beat Philly, which they had ample opportunity, I do believe they would be going to Washington, or they would be going to Washington this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Well, I want to get into that as well, because there was obviously the news from the NFL that, as discussed on this program and on social media channels, where there were I'm fascinated at your guy Elon's algorithm, that somehow my tweet about potentially being a helmet to helmet hit in real time when the opening kickoff occurred 8 days ago in Philadelphia, that ends up in people's timelines, and I get all these Philly fans getting after me and calling me different names and what have you. The NFL said that they fined Oren Burks for that hit, that it should have been a penalty. So that means that the Packers don't lose the ball on the opening kickoff. It nullifies that fumble, and the Packers have the ball. Now, do they go three and out offensively? Maybe. But I'm curious as to where people view where this team would have been if that one call doesn't go their way to start the game. I'd be curious about that. I want to get into that. I also want to get into your look. Again, we love to give you a hard time, and there are times where you say things where I'm like, I can't believe he said that, and then I stop myself and go, that's actually a really good point. This Tennessee one is the rare time where I just don't believe you. But otherwise, sure. I usually come around.
You don't believe me, or you think it's a ridiculous comparison?
No, I believe that you changed horses in midstream because we were getting after you. Yeah, okay. I know.
And I would admit to you if I did. I didn't. My horse is still swimming. There's no stream pushing at the other
in that river right next to the Volunteer Stadium.
Yeah, Knoxville.
Great sailgating opportunities down there.
The bottom line is that I want to know if after this weekend's games, Packers fans feel better, worse, or it doesn't matter. The season's over. Nothing's going to change how you felt. Right. I want to get into that coming up. Because that's what I'm curious about. Because against all odds, everything goes wrong, and they turn the ball over four times, including on the opening kickoff, and it's still 16-10 in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And I find myself wondering just what might have been if a few things went differently. And I'm not usually that guy. So I want to get into that coming up. Tausch, tell us about Kohler Services before we move forward.
I will. And if you've been putting off your bath or shower remodel, what the heck are you doing? It's a new year, new bathroom, new shower. Time to turn to Kohler Services. Family owned for 150 years. Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. And this month only, get $1,000 off your Luxtone shower remodel with no payment financing until 2026. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation always included. Again, that's KohlerServicesWI.com.
I want to get into that. I also do want to talk about, Tausch just mentioned it, it looks like Aaron Glenn is going to get the Jets job. Ben Johnson is already the Bears coach. The mountain, it's hard to climb back up. And I am curious as to how he views the Lions and what their motivation will be. They will not have the "we lost the Super Bowl" hangover, and now we're at the bottom of Mount Everest now. I want to get into that as well. That's all still ahead. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
The question, I'm putting the poll in the field now. With what happened in the NFC playoffs over the weekend, do you feel better, worse, or the same about the Packers playoff exit? And you answered right away before I even posted it, and you said you feel worse. Why?
I feel worse because this year was ripe for the taking. I think everybody just assumed that the Detroit Lions, it was going to be inevitable after they beat Minnesota and got that one seed. I obviously didn't feel that way. And it wasn't because I didn't think Detroit's a good team. I just thought their defense against a good offense was going to struggle. And we saw that. We saw Washington execute a really good plan where you force Jared Goff into being – forcing him into being a big-boy quarterback where he couldn't just play action pass and take the easy throws. He forced stuff, and they beat the heck out of him. So this Packers team was good enough to win a Super Bowl. And I know Packer fans are going to say, you're a homer. You're crazy. You're a homer. Blah, 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 blah. This is the NFL. You get in the right frame of mind, and you find a way to win one game. Anybody think Washington was going to be in the NFC Championship game? I didn't. They found a way to win a game, and then you start getting belief, and some of it can just be crazy belief. But it doesn't matter. And you catch lightning in a bottle, and you're like, let's go. And you pull off this upset. Philadelphia is flawed. Every team is flawed. Let's just, for the record, every team is. You have all of these opportunities to beat a team when you didn't play your best. And if you could have, the championship window was right there. But it wasn't. And I'm not saying this team was good enough to win it, but I'm definitely saying that with the way the rest of this conference is, had Green Bay played its best football, there was an opportunity there. And I felt like it was squandered, but it was squandered because we didn't make the improvements that we normally do on offense. Defensively, we are good enough to win a championship this year. Offensively, we weren't. When's the last time a Packer team could say that?
I'm not sure.
Never.
2009, maybe, when the defense played really well and it took a while for the offense to get going.
You mean when we scored 45 and got beat in the playoffs?
Right, but throughout that season, yeah, you guys, there was a game, you guys beat the Jets. I don't know if you were back on the team or not in that season yet, but they shut out the Jets. Like the defense,
that was
carried
the Super
that
Bowl
team
season.
During the first.
That was a Super Bowl season.
2010. Okay.
Yeah, so I just think, and I think the questions now. It's going to be more offensive than defensive. I think we feel so much better, but all the problem is there is no reset. This is going to be a whole new team. Every chapter, this book is done. It's on to the next. And when you close a book and you finish it, you want to feel like you had everything there that you could have done, and I don't feel like Green Bay did. And I feel worse last year now than I do this year, though. Because we weren't good enough this year. Last year, we were. This year, I just don't think the NFC is strong. I think it is weak, and I think whoever ends up going to the Super Bowl is going to get beat. I think the AFC is a lot better. This was a year that everything kind of fell into place, and Green Bay wasn't good enough or didn't take enough steps to take advantage of a conference. And now, all of a sudden, you have to look at Washington with what Jaden Daniels is doing and saying, oh, they're going to be a problem. They're going to be a problem moving forward. Minnesota, they're a problem moving forward. Whatever else. And that's the challenge. And that's why you have to have that urgency, because as Goody knows better than anybody, You're not guaranteed anything. You're not guaranteed to even be back in the playoffs. And when you get that opportunity, take advantage. This year we did not. And we didn't because we didn't make the improvements that we're normally make. And had we done that and played as we did at the end of last season, it's a whole different animal. But that's not what happened, and we have to live with that.
All right, I want to get to Jeff in Milwaukee's call. I want to bounce this off of you first, though, and then we can get into it a little bit later. So the one game over the weekend that I didn't see any of because we were driving back from Eau Claire was the Chiefs win over the Houston Texans, right? But if I look at all these games, yeah, Houston certainly was guilty of it. The Lions, with all their turnovers, and Jared Goff turning into the guy that you told us he would be if you pressured him. The Baltimore Ravens, right, with two turnovers by the presumptive NFL MVP, or one of the two finalists anyway, and the mistakes that Mark Andrews made. You look at all of those teams, and they would probably walk out of those games going, we beat ourselves. And I feel like the Packers, we heard that from Jordan Love repeatedly. Keyshawn Nixon, there were multiple players that would talk about that. And their argument was all the games we lost, we don't really feel like the opponent beat us. We feel like we beat ourselves. Isn't that the one thing that Kansas City doesn't do? Like, they weren't super impressive in their win. But isn't that what defines just how good you are? Is that you
and
just
way,
don't beat yourself?
That's part of the growing up process. And we saw that with Kansas City, as you mentioned. We also saw that with Philadelphia the last two games. And we saw that with what Buffalo did. Baltimore is a better team. Baltimore is a much better team than Buffalo. They're more explosive. They're just better. But you get out of sorts. Playoffs make you do crazy things. You make a couple of mistakes and things can spiral. Why did the New England Patriots win so many championships? Were they just star-spangled awesome every year? The years they were the best, you'd argue, they didn't even win.
Right.
They won because they made you beat them, and you typically don't. You typically will make one or two critical mistakes at critical points, and that's playoff football. That's what we've seen this year. We see it every year. And I think Green Bay, we played better at the end of the season. We did that. But whenever we played the big boy games, we got out of sorts. The other team didn't. And that's why we couldn't find our way over the hump. You have to learn and earn that. And that's why I'm not discouraged that they're not there yet. I just feel like there were opportunities that were lost. And if you use those to learn and to grow, you're going to benefit from that down the road. But it's just, it's a hard lesson to learn. And when you watch teams hand stuff over like the Rams just did, and like the Detroit Lions did, and like the Baltimore Ravens did, you just see how fragile playoff football is. And it does make you think, boy, we're right there. But when you say that, you realize it's not that easy as just doing it. You have to grind to such a tough degree just to get in that position to not screw up. That's a hard mentality to have.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. I am the internet here at Casa de Wilde has held. So I'm going to go down into our radio studio and hope, knock on wood, that it stays this way so I can be a little less out of sorts. But we're getting calls on this, and I had an inkling as this was formulating in my brain watching Sydney play volleyball yesterday or Sunday that this was going to be something that would resonate with people. So the poll is in the field. Again, the question is, with what happened in the NFC playoffs over the weekend, do you feel better, worse, or the same about the Packers' playoff exit? Now, the same is leading the balloting still by a healthy margin. And I'm not saying that that's not the right answer. But the Packers were who we thought they were. But the idea that a bunch of teams really beat themselves in the playoffs in the NFC over the last several weeks makes me wonder how that impacts your mentality. And Denver Dan had a text momentarily. We'll get to back to that, and we'll get to your calls. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. Liss is more. Join the conversation there. I can even get in with the dwellers now on YouTube. Again, I hope this holds up. Tausch, I don't know how much prize pick dabbling you did. You did mention that that was one of the reasons you watched the national championship game.
Yeah.
I know you weren't rooting for Ohio State, but I hope you at least won on prize picks because of it.
I did. I had a great night. We had that Will Howard quarterback, free, very doable square of 0.5 passing yards. He blew through that. But Jeremiah Smith, who is a stud and should be allowed to go to the NFL yesterday, and I'd love to see him on Green Bay, 0.5 rush or receiving touchdowns. No big deal. A dub for OT. Egbuka, 62.5. That one was a little sweat. Had a little sweat on that one. Ended up with 64, so another dub there. And then I had to go with a Notre Dame running back, Williams. I had no idea who he was.
Last name, Williams.
1.5 receptions. Went less on him. And a good win on prize picks for OT last night. And I think there's some more fun stuff coming up with, you got the big game coming, but you also have Jaden Daniels, 0.5 on Sunday. So you got another square that you have to play with because Prize Picks is fun. It is the number one daily fantasy sports app, and it is playoff time. Get in there. You can win up to 1,000 times your money. And Prize Picks offers MasterCard for quick and easy deposits. Make your picks in less than 60 seconds. And you know what? I've had all these sports opinions. The Lions are going to, you know, fold their defense. Everybody had some wins on Saturday because of that. Turn your sports opinions into real money. Download the app today. Use that code WI. Get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, download the app. Use code WI, and you get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks.
Run.
Your
game. All right, let's get to your calls next. 844-770-3776. Your text as well on the Carbless talk and text line. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Like being back home again. Down in our Wilde family basement studios, the internet hopefully continues to work. Still looking at that smiling face of Tausch from the sideline in his playing days. Let's get to your calls. 844-770-3776. Again, as I watch some, not all, but some, most of the NFL playoffs, including the NFC, which Philadelphia, Washington is your NFC championship game. And as Tausch said, if Philadelphia wins that one, the winner of Packers-Eagles will be in the Super Bowl.
How's Jesse doing? We haven't even asked him. Is he all right with a devastating loss to his second favorite team?
I put out an official statement on Saturday night to remind fans of Wilde and Tausch. I am not actually a Lions fan, and I am just fine. Thank you for checking.
Were you getting a lot of concerned messages?
Several tweets during the third and fourth quarter of the Lions. Hey, Jesse, how you doing? You feeling okay up there? So I felt the need, and clearly there was some response after I shared the note with everyone, that yes, I am doing just fine. Not disappointed that the Lions lost. I feel kind of bad for some of the fans, but the Commanders are a really fun story, too. So it would have been nice, I think, for the Lions to reach the Super Bowl. But now that the coordinators are leaving town, That was the main reason that I was concerned about them not reaching, and it looks like they're moving on anyway. So you guys were right, I was wrong. Let's move on.
All right, let's get to your calls. 844-770-3776. Let's go to Jeff in Milwaukee. Jeff, thanks for holding on. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. A couple things. I just want to start off. This is probably one of the last shows around the football of the year. I want to thank you guys. It was a great year, and you guys, your show is amazing. So thanks for having it every week. It's really, really great. A couple things I thought. First of all, I feel like Tausch does. I feel worse after watching the games, and I'll elaborate on that in a second. I think Brady made two really interesting points about winning these big games. He said, Belichick said, if you want to learn to win these big games, the first thing you have to learn is not to lose them. And I think that's kind of what you guys were saying about all the turnovers. I mean, the Packers just played lousy. It's not like Philadelphia beat them. They just played poorly. So there's a difference. And then he also pointed out, he goes, in terms of teammates in these games, I'd rather have champions than superstars. And in terms of people with a lot of numbers, and you think back to Tausch to 2010, it was so obvious how great Rodgers played. But they don't go to the Super Bowl or win that Super Bowl without Greg Jennings. He was just on a tear, and he just stepped up in the biggest way in those games. So my concern really is, and I'm not doing this out of convenience. You guys know I called after the Saints game. After they won, I said my biggest concern going into big games, and it still is Matt LaFleur. And the reason why I'm concerned after watching these games, if you look at D'Amico Ryans, Dan Quinn, Dan Campbell, the teams follow the personality of their coach, especially in the biggest moments. And I think LaFleur is a really good coach. I think he's a grinder. I think he's solid. But I think he is also very nervous and very on edge. And I don't think that instills confidence in his players. Where these other guys, their personality is something that the players can lean on, and it sets a tone of this is who we are. I mean, Tausch, when you guys won in 2010, remember the what I'm getting at is team identity, which changes from year to year. But what was the identity? We're nobody's underdog, right? That's what you guys felt, and that's what you guys lived on. I just don't feel the entire year. I felt like the Packers never found their identity, and I think it's one of the things LaFleur needs to learn as a leader and as a coach, is he has got to be a source of confidence, not a source of anxiety and a source of worry. And I'd like both of your thoughts on that, and that's kind of how I feel. And thanks again for a great show. It was really, really great being able to call in this year. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate the call. All right, I'm torn on this.
We are on year-round, by the way, just so Jeff and everyone else knows.
It's a good point. And there are some really great qualities of doing the show in the off-season that make this show very entertaining.
Our May shows are amazing.
I think Tausch loves the off-season even more.
I do.
Tausch, look, if we're being honest, though, you know, it wasn't that long ago that we were looking at NFL coaches, to Jeff's argument on the flip side, and being smart and innovative was way more important than anything else, right? Shanahan, McVay, LaFleur, Cincinnati was Zach Taylor, right? Like, that was what everyone was looking for. And Jeff has voiced his concerns frequently about Matt LaFleur as a leader of men. So he definitely has a strong feeling about Matt LaFleur's shortcomings. Do I think...
What are his shortcomings, according to you, Jason?
Well, let me say this. I actually think that one of the shortcomings has surfaced recently, and it was something that you got some attention for saying, but it's true. Like, it's almost like he's gotten more nervous or tighter or more emotional in these big games, where before he was very much, some might say, like Romeo Doubs, even keeled, right?
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know if that's starting to feel the pressure of, hey, we've won a lot of games, but we haven't gotten to a Super Bowl. I don't know what that is. I don't know if it was, hey, I don't have to be nervous because in the end, I've got one of the GOATs in NFL history, Aaron Rodgers, at quarterback. And while he's a pain in the ass to deal with during the week, I know during the game, more often than not, he's going to come through, so I don't need to be nervous. I don't know what that is, but if Jeff's going to critique LaFleur in terms of how he handles things and how he behaves on the sideline, etc., maybe that's part of it, is that it's different now with a Jordan Love at quarterback than it is with a Hall of Famer at quarterback. But the biggest shortcoming to me is that he did a great job of altering his run game to fit a different style of back, and he never figured out how to get the play action game to work. You look at Jaden Daniels, one of the things that works really well for him is play action. You look at the success that the Lions had, one of the things that allowed them to have success when Jared Goff wasn't under pressure and turning the ball over was how good their play action game was. So he never got that solution worked out. And then the emotional or the unevenness would be the other thing that I would look at him and say, that's something that he needs to improve on in the offseason. Do you think that's fair?
It is. There's a couple of things, and obviously I was very critical of Matt and his emotional challenges and some of the other stuff that happens. And I get it, man. It is an intense atmosphere. Especially as you're starting to figure out playoff seeding and everything else, you're going to be wound a little tighter, and you haven't been there. It's easy. I'm watching the Chiefs-Texans game, and something, I don't know, the Chiefs didn't get a ton of calls that went against them, but there are a few things that bounced the wrong way, and the camera panned over to Andy Reid, and I couldn't tell if he was pissed or if he was, you know, excited. I couldn't. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, is what I'm looking for. And not every time. There's times when you're going to blow a gasket. I don't have any problem with that. But there is that calmness that you need to have in certain things, and challenges is one for sure, because it's vital to have timeouts and to not blow things when you're just mad because you didn't think something went your way. That is what I've been critical of Matt LaFleur about. I have been very complimentary of his scheme, what he's been able to do, but there's room to grow for him. And part of it is he's still a young dude. He's younger than I am. There's a long way to go yet, but it doesn't matter. You have to go. You have to grow, and you have to do it in an expedited fashion. And hopefully you learn those lessons and don't just say, well, this is how I do things. That's the piece to this, and I think Jeff has got some valid arguments when it comes to how coaches roll and how they go about their business. When playoffs come, everybody's tighter. It's important to have a calming influence where you are not going to let – you want – coaches preach. It's not how many times you fall, it's how many times you get up. Handle adversity. You got to do that too. You set the tone for that. And I think that is something I hope Matt LaFleur gets better as his coaching career in Green Bay continues.
All right, I want to get to more calls, and I want to take more calls. So we've got a few lines open, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. Liss is more. Tausch, tell us about what AmFam has going on so we can get to more calls coming up.
Packer fans, ready for some game day excitement? Well, the next time you're up at Lambeau, stop by the American Family Insurance Title Townhouse and experience the thrill of making a game-saving play with our interactive Protect the End Zone game. Plus, don't miss out on all the amazing giveaways, from exclusive Packers merch to special prizes. There's a little something for everybody. Visit us at Title Town to make your game day unforgettable. For more info, check out amfam.com/Packers. Dream fearlessly, insure carefully.
We'll get to more of your calls next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
We're on the Packers.
This wasn't good enough against the really good teams in this league.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
It's something that we'll focus on this offseason.
Nobody covers the green and gold like 100.5 ESPN.
Ready to roll, ready to not, ready to kill. 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. Better, worse, or the same you feel about the Packers after seeing how the NFC playoffs have played out? I'm not here to tell you how to fan, but I feel like I would feel worse. I know Tausch does.
Jesse, do you feel worse?
He feels worse about the Lions season being over.
I do not feel worse about the Lions season being over, and I feel the same. Like, I think the Eagles were better than the Packers. I disagree with the people who are saying that the Packers beat themselves in that game against Philadelphia. Like, yeah, the opening kickoff fumble obviously was like the game changer, but Philadelphia outplayed
the Packers.
How many
turnovers did we have?
Yeah, four, right? Three?
Yeah, four.
How many did they have?
One?
How many did they have?
One or none?
I don't think they had any.
I don't think they had any.
Yeah.
How are you saying we didn't beat ourselves in that game? What are you talking about?
Well, because Philadelphia's defense was good enough to also force those turnovers. It wasn't just the Packers making mistakes. Sure. Like, their defense was good, too.
Okay.
I don't know, Jim.
Let's ask Mo.
Let's ask Mo in Illinois. Mo, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm doing good. Hope you guys are well.
I want to know, is Mo feeling worse? Because you were pretty downtrodden when you joined us after the Eagles lost last Monday and you called it.
Honestly, I'm just unaffected because it's like, I can't feel any different because this team showed me who they were all season long. I mean, guys, Fair. We could only talk for so long about they could be this, they could have been this. Mm-hmm. I could have been a doctor instead of x-raying patients. I could have been having a six-pack instead of eating chips and candy and ice cream. Like, until I actually do it and I'm about to talk, it doesn't matter. Like, it's all empty words. So
pretty
this is
good.
Why
True.
I'm kind of, like, frustrated
really good, Mo.
With the Packers. I mean, look, it's all season long. It's like we're saying the same thing, and we're, like, hoping that this Packers team is a different version, a more disciplined team, a team that utilizes play action more, receivers catching the passes. But when I watch these playoff teams, if one thing is clear to me, the Packers have a clear deficiency in personnel. They don't have a go-to guy. I mean, you look at the Commanders. When they need a play, they go to Terry McLaurin. When the Lions, you know they got eliminated. They have Amon-Ra and Jameson. You have the Eagles. They have A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. Who do the Packers have? They have a bunch of guys that are okay, but they won't make that big-time play when you need it. So going into next season, my outlook on this team, assuming Brian Gutekunst does his job and upgrades the personnel at wide receiver, edge rusher, and maybe in the secondary, the Packers have a path to get back to where they want. Because you're looking at the division, J.J. McCarthy is going to be a rookie. Now, I played against J.J. McCarthy in high school. Did he torture us? Yes, he did. But he's a rookie. This is the NFL. It's not high school anymore. It's just, he's going to be a path for them. But they need
to get
back on the right track.
What did you play? Yeah. What position?
You can't drop that and not expect follow-up questions.
Like, give us some scoopage, Mo. Like, what? That was that was quick. Tell us more.
Yeah. Well, I was a 6'4", 265-pound left tackle. Okay. And then I'm really good with my feet. That's what I was known for. St. Norbert College offered me. It's right next to Green Bay. I was more of like a faster lineman, you know. I wasn't really known for like the strength part. I mean, I'm strong, but my feet, you know, you're not getting around the edge on me. You know, I'm not letting Rashawn Gary get on the edge on me.
Sounds like Tausch.
So, yeah.
Yeah. That's where I'm at, boys. I mean, I hope they could get back to their winning ways. I still don't believe in Matt LaFleur, personally. That's just my opinion. I hope I'm proven wrong. I've lost total faith in him, but I hope I'm wrong.
Wow. All right. You and Jeff are on the same page there on losing faith.
Hey, Mo, before you go, and we're going to hit on this tomorrow more, but I'm fascinated as Washington is marching towards a NFC championship game. Is this a Jaden Daniels is making these guys more playmakers, or is this their roster's better? Because I don't think Washington's roster's better than Green Bay's.
Yeah, but I think in the positions that matter most, they have guys. Like defensive line, they have studs up there. Wide receiver, like I said, they have Terry McLaurin. Yeah, Jaden Daniels is a dog. I mean, he's elevating the play of the players around him. That's not a secret. I mean, everyone could see that. But at the end of the day, they have the coaching, they have the personnel, and they're disciplined. They don't beat themselves, and that's why they're in the position they are right now.
The don't beat yourselves
like
part.
More, you like Jaden Daniels more than Jordan Love?
Ooh.
That's the question. that
I'm that's what we're going to do tomorrow. That's a tease.
Yep.
Mo, do you?
Mo?
I do. Without a doubt, I do. Boy. I like Jaden.
Oh, snap.
That's what I'm nervous about. That's what I'm nervous about. All right, Mo, thanks for the call. Mo, a nifty-footed left tackle. I like that.
Yeah, but did he play hacky sack?
St. Norbert's a big hockey school, too.
I don't know if that, once it's SEC comes.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
You guys are cute. You guys are cute.
All right, we need to get to the
There are going to be those conversations, people. I mean, let's just... We might as well take it on. We can sit here and say, well, they're better here, they're better here. Jaden Daniels just had the best rookie campaign I think you could ever imagine, maybe outside of Ben Roethlisberger.
And he played before Thanksgiving.
I don't know if anybody's had a better rookie campaign. Tell me who.
No, I agree, but it does undermine the no-frosh play until after Thanksgiving Day.
It does. It does.
Michael Penix played pretty well when he took over for Kirk Cousins.
No, I don't. Michael Penix stinks. come on. Don't insult Jaden Daniels by putting Michael Penix in the same.
Michael Penix
doesn't stink.
What about Bo Nix?
Bo Nix is fine. He's
what
fine.
About Drake May?
He's fine. Are any of those guys in the NFC Championship game?
Well, they're not, but their teams were definitely not as good as what Washington is
doing.
Oh,
I think Denver's team is. I think Denver's team is as good, if not better, than Washington.
Hmm.
Denver ran into a Buffalo Bills team that is much better.
Well, we'll see if the Joe Witt-led defense can hold Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley to few enough points for the Washington Commanders to reach the Super Bowl. We'll talk about that. We'll get some more of your calls and some of your texts on the Carbless Talk and Text line during the 11 o'clock hour. That starts in 2 minutes. Want to remind you, though, that Bucks and Six on the Bucks Plus Audio Network is there for you to catch the biggest plays on the court, the comments made in the locker room after the game. You can get in-depth recaps of every Bucks game in just 6 minutes. No more, no less. It's Bucks and Six on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. If you missed any of the game or you just want to hear our buddy Justin Garcia making a call or Dave Kane, whatever it might be, you get to relive the biggest moments in Bucks and Six. Game recaps every morning after. Hear the high-flying dunks from Giannis or the deep threes from Dame. And catch the comments post-game about what happened on the court. Bucks in Six on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. Find it now on bucks.com/plus or on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. The 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.